In the time it takes you to listen to this deep dive, an AI could have, like, written, produced, mixed, and entirely distributed a 10-track indie folk album directly to Spotify.
Yeah, it's a completely different landscape now.
Right, the whole romanticized image of the solitary songwriter, agonizing over a dimly lit piano at 2 a.m., that blank page is completely dead.
Oh, absolutely dead. The creative friction has just shifted entirely.
Exactly. Because the new bottleneck for a working indie songwriter or an AI music producer or, a content creator in 2026 isn't a lack of words anymore.
No, not at all.
The real problem is knowing exactly which digital brain to hire for the job, and crucially, how to survive the really aggressive news training algorithms that are built to instantly shadow ban AI music.
Right. It's about curating the output and navigating this really complex, kind of invisible algorithmic minefield.
Which brings us to our mission today. We are looking at an incredibly detailed June 2026 breakdown from popularatools.ai.
A fantastic deep dive by Eddie Matthews.
Yes, Eddie Matthews. And he rigorously tested the eight absolute best AI song lyrics generators on the market right now.
It's a great breakdown.
It really is. So our goal today is to give you the ultimate proven roadmap to go from a totally blank page to a fully released distribution-ready track on Spotify using AI.
And we're definitely going to get into the weeds on how to actually bypass those algorithmic tripwires.
We have to.
Yeah, because generating the audio is really only the first piece of a much, much larger architectural puzzle.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Because before we can generate a hit song, we need to understand how AI approaches words in the first place.
Right, versus how a human writes poetry.
Exactly. Because a lot of you listening are probably deeply familiar with the chatbots we already have, like ChatGPT or Claude.
Yeah.
So the natural assumption is, why do I need a specialized lyrics tool? Like, why can't I just use the prompt box I already have open?
It's a logical starting point. I mean, everybody tries that first. But relying on general conversational models for songwriting usually leads to just incredibly boring music.
Just totally generic.
Yeah, and it comes down to the underlying tech.
Yeah.
General LLMs operate on this mechanism called statistical likelihood.
Statistical likelihood.
Right, meaning their primary function, their entire training objective, is to predict the most logical, obvious next word in a sequence.
And for songwriting, that is disastrous.
Completely disastrous. It leads to the default lyric that, a thousand other people have already written.
It's sort of like using a general LLM for songwriting is like hiring an accountant to write poetry.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. Like they'll get the structure perfectly right, but there's just no soul. If I type I'm feeling, it just guesses sad.
It's a probability engine, not an artist.
Exactly. And for writing a corporate email, statistical likelihood is exactly what you want. You want clarity.
Sure.
But great lyrics inherently require the opposite. They take the unexpected path, they break structural rules. So if it's built on probability, it bears rain with pain. Because
They sit next to each other constantly in human history, yes.
okay, but then how do dedicated tools actually fix this? Like, aren't they all just probability engines under the hood?
What's fascinating here is how the dedicated tools actually manipulate those exact token weights.
Okay, how so?
So tools like Lyric Studio and Lyrical Labs, they aren't just trained on general web data. They are fine-tuned exclusively on millions of actual song lyrics.
Right, so they build an intuition for meter and rhyme.
Exactly. But more importantly, they are tuned for creative divergence.
Creative divergence.
Yeah, mathematically, the developers penalize the AI for picking the most obvious next word. It forces the algorithm to travel further down its probability tree.
Wow, okay, so it's actively avoiding the cliche.
Precisely. It looks for a word that fits the context but has a much lower predictable likelihood.
That makes total sense. And that's why Lyric Studio took the number one spot in this breakdown.
It really stands out.
Like, if you ask for a verse about heartbreak, it avoids the obvious words like tears and broken.
Right. It searches for concrete imagery instead.
Yeah, it gives you the unexpected word that just lands hard. Now, that being said, the general models aren't entirely useless, right?
Oh, no. They have very specific uses. Like, the breakdown highlights ChatGPT as this sort of tireless rewriter.
Great for just grinding out variations.
Exactly. If you have a chorus hook and you want 10 variations, it's perfect.
And Claude, I mean, the source notes that Claude is a quietly excellent lyricist.
It really is, yeah. Because Claude obeys strict structural constraints better than almost anything else.
So you could say, like, give me a 16-bar verse, ABA rhyme scheme, sad indie folk, no first-person pronouns, and it just does it.
Flawlessly. but you are still just looking at text on a screen,
yeah.
which is where Lyrical Labs comes in.
Right. Lyrical Labs takes a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
The breakdown details how it offers a full studio assistant experience.
Yeah. It provides beat matching and structure templates right alongside the lyrics.
So you pull in an instrumental and it suggests lyrics that mathematically fit the pocket of the beat.
It feels much more like a native production environment.
So now that we know how to generate great lyrics in a vacuum, what happens when we want the AI to generate the music and sing the lyrics simultaneously?
Now we're talking about the all-in-one audio generators, and this is where the physics of the whole process completely changes.
Right, the moment lyrics meet music. So let's look at Suno, specifically Suno V5, which is sort of the coherent creator of the bunch.
Suno is incredible for macro structure. It handles full 4 to 8 minute tracks effortlessly.
Yeah, you just prompt it like indie folk ballad, female vocals, late autumn, finger pick guitar, and you get a complete song.
And the magic there is that the lyrics perfectly fit the generated melody and the exact syllable count.
Wait, let me push back on this for a second.
Sure.
If Suno creates lyrics that perfectly mathematically fit the music it generates in the exact same pass, doesn't that make it inherently better than Lyric Studio?
You mean because Lyric Studio is just writing words on a silent page?
Exactly. Isn't a text-only tool completely obsolete now?
That is the ultimate question in the community right now, and it comes down to a fundamental trade-off.
Okay, what's the trade-off?
Coherence versus lyrical depth. Suno absolutely wins on lyric music coherence.
Because it's parallel generation.
Right. But to do that, its language model has to be smaller and faster, which means the lyrics often drift right back into that statistical likelihood.
Ah, so you get a perfectly tailored suit, but it's made of generic fabric.
Exactly. The dedicated tools still win on artistic lyrical depth because they dedicate all their computational power just to the words.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you sacrifice the soul of the song for convenience?
Yeah. Now, if we contrast Suno with Udio.
Udio is the vocal virtuoso of the breakdown.
Unbelievable vocal naturalness.
Yeah.
Udio focuses on micro inflections.
Like the singer's breath timing or a voice cracking on a high note. And it supports over 50 languages.
It's genuinely unnerving how real it sounds, but there is a huge catch.
The workflow tax.
Yes. The 32-second bass clip limit.
Right. You can't just tell Udio to make a 3-minute song like Suno does.
Because of the massive compute power required for that hyper-realistic fidelity, it forces you to build the track in chunks.
So you generate 32 seconds, listen, extend it, and repeat.
Over and over. It's high friction.
But totally worth it for complete control over the vocal style. Like choosing a smoky alto versus a gritty rap delivery.
Absolutely. If you demand absolute control, Udio is the play.
And then on the absolute opposite end of the spectrum, we have Boomy.
Ah, Boomy, the volume play.
Yeah, it's basically the one-click option. Intentionally simple lyrics built purely for content creators.
It's for people prioritizing volume and catalog building over craft. If you need 50 background tracks by tomorrow, you use Boomy.
So we have all these heavy, complex tools and then platforms like Boomy. But not every listener needs a complex studio setup or a paid subscription.
Right? No, sometimes you just need something fast and completely frictionless.
Exactly. Which brings us to the wildcard option from the breakdown. It's this fun, entirely free, no sign-up tool called These Lyrics Do Not Exist.
It's brilliant for what it is.
You literally just type a topic or a human name like Peter or Bella, or even drop in a single emoji.
And it gives you an instant parody or just a casual song.
It's instantaneous. But look, whether you are using a simple wildcard tool or navigating a complex context window in Udio, the output depends entirely on the input.
Yes. How you talk to the AI determines what you get.
So we need to talk about the art of prompting. Because The Source gives this incredible masterclass on getting better lyrics.
It's probably the most tactical advice in the whole breakdown.
Let's run through it. What's the first rule for the listener to use right now?
Specify the song structure explicitly. Don't just say write a song. Say 2 8-line verses and a 4-line chorus.
Right. And then name a reference artist or era.
Yes. Anchor it stylistically. Say something like mid-90s Britpop, Manic Street Preachers energy.
That immediately changes the flavor.
Completely. The third tip is to be incredibly concrete with sensory details.
This is huge. Instead of saying I'm sad, you give it tangible objects.
Mention a specific city street or the tactile feeling of a cold leather jacket. Concrete prompts produce concrete lyrics.
And then structurally, the breakdown says you should always iterate the chorus first. Why is that?
Because the chorus is the hook that people remember. It's the thematic center of gravity.
So you nail the chorus and then instruct the AI to build verses that specifically lead into it.
Exactly. Otherwise, the AI tends to wander off topic.
And obviously, always do a final human edit to tighten the meter and cut out any cliches the AI snuck in.
Always. You are still the artist.
Okay, so we've got the lyrics, the melody, the track is fully produced. Now, how do we actually get this music out into the world and streaming on Spotify without getting penalized?
Because if you just upload the raw file, you are going to get caught.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the source outlines this ultimate 2026 distribution workflow, a proven five-step pipeline from prompt to Spotify.
It's a lifesaver for indie creators.
Let's lay it out. Step one. Draft your raw material in Lyric Studio or Lyrical Labs.
Get those divergent creative concepts.
Step two, polish and tighten those drafts using ChatGPT or Claude.
Lock in the structural constraints.
Step three, generate the music and vocals in Suno or Udio.
This is where you get the final audio file, but steps four and five are the secret sauce.
Right, because skipping this next step is why most creators fail, isn't it?
It absolutely is. AI-generated music carries detection artifacts.
Like watermarks.
Yes, specifically synthetized watermarks, which are used by models like Lyria or Notebook LM.
And streaming distributors flag these instantly.
They scan the file, read the watermark, and your track is shadow banned before anyone ever hears it.
So what is the solution? How do we fix the audio?
The breakdown reveals a browser-based tool called Undetector.
Undetector. And it's just a one-time 39 euro lifetime fee, right?
Exactly. You drop your track in, and in under 60 seconds, it cleans the audio.
It just removes the artifacts.
It strips out the synthed signatures entirely by manipulating the phase alignment without degrading the actual audio quality.
So you just get a perfectly clean file.
And then you can push that clean track directly through DistroKid or TuneCore directly to Apple Music and Spotify.
If we connect this to the bigger picture,
it turns a hobbyist playing with AI in their bedroom into a fully distributed artist operating a digital record label.
It is the complete pipeline. So let's quickly recap this journey. We went from understanding why dedicated tools beat generic chatbots.
Sort of finding that creative divergence.
Exactly. Then we looked at picking the right full song generator, balancing Suno's coherence with Udio's realism.
And we covered the wild card options and prompt engineering.
Right. And finally, that crucial Undetector step that actually unlocks streaming distribution safely.
It's a massive paradigm shift.
So what does this all mean?
Well, I think it leaves us with a really profound thought to ponder. If tools like Lyric Studio can now perfectly replicate creative divergence, you know, actually generating deep, unpredictable emotion,
right,
and tools like Undetector can perfectly strip away any digital footprint of the AI that made it, how will we redefine what makes a song authentic in the future?
Wow.
Will the value of music shift entirely away from the final audio file itself and instead just rely entirely on the human story of the artist who prompted it?
That is exactly what we are going to leave you to ponder. Go out there, try these workflows, and create your first masterpiece. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive, and we will catch you next time.